is ladies, ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're into his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's not?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What up, everybody? This is Daddy Chench.
This is Arnold. We got Night Train back. I'm happy to be here.
Night Trizzle.
So today, I'm excited. We're going back to our roots today.
Banging fat girls.
We've been pretty much. For people that don't know, our show basically got started from our little, what would you call it?
Banging fat girls.
Yeah, banging fat girls.
That'll get you started.
Yeah, banging fat girls online.
Online.
So we got the king of Poff here.
Poff King, Poff a.k.a. King. Plenty of ish.
Plenty of ish.
Or what I like to call plenty of fucking. Because that's what we'll be doing on there.
Plenty of Fucci.
Huh?
Plenty of Fucci.
Plenty of Fucci.
Because you've gotten plenty of sucias off of there.
Yeah, yeah. Some, a little too many. Way too many. A lot. Like a lot.
There's such a thing as too many bad Fuccis?
Yes, there is. Because, yeah. well, Ryan, do you have any experiences from, like, sharing any of your experiences?
Wait. First, did you enjoy your time on these online websites?
Oh, I still do. I do.
What about yourself, Ryan?
You know, I had a great experience. Numerous experiences.
But the overall, and just online dating, like, these apps on your phone consume you. These apps that you're on your phone and looking for messages. Is it just awesomeness in your pocket?
Oh, it's fun anytime you open that shit up. It's a whole new world out there of opportunity, and you just...
How do you guys pick them? Is it randomly selected, or a certain type, or do you guys even read their profiles?
I do.
Yeah, for me, yes and no. Like, for me, like, I'll read through, and it says, like, I'm a gym rat, right away I'm out.
I'm a gym rat? Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you don't need the fat boys.
I do read the profiles. I look at the zodiac sign. That means a lot.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I've had some good experiences with certain ones, and I like to narrow it down, you know.
Did you read something before you came to this conclusion, or did you know you were compatible with certain signs?
Well, you know, I was never very picky about that before. Mm-hmm. I had a good experience with a Scorpio, and then I wanted to, you know, stick to that because my experiences with, like, a Taurus, for example, ugh. And, actually, we know that Taurus, but two of us here might be Eskimo brothers. We don't know. We don't know.
I don't.
Oh, wait.
Who? Me and you, or
no? I think all three of us. No, not all three of us.
It's possible.
Possible.
We're talking about the joke.
We're Eskimo cousins.
Yeah, we're like.
That means we didn't bang the girl, but we
had the opportunity to.
If that's the case, then we're all Eskimo cousins.
It's not the lady boy on there, was it?
Oh no,
the tranny guy.
Which, by the way, I posted that on GroupMe.
Mm-hmm.
Chench knows.
Yeah.
I think I found the one that me and you experienced.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I did a screenshot.
Screenshot of TS. You put it in the group message we have.
I
don't know. That TS would have fooled me. I don't remember the picture. So
she had boobs, like, so. It must have been post op, right? So you gotta think about it. I would have thought about it.
What I loved about POF and about the chicks on there is because I've learned, like, these little cute catchphrases that they use to like the cute face, chubby waist.
Yeah.
That hands down is my favorite one. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Cute, and then
I
clicked on the picture. It's
I was like, oh, she's fat.
Heart, star, star, cute face, chubby waist, heart, star, star.
Chicks on POF are kind of racist.
racist. Absolutely.
I mean, I've seen so many headlines, and it's jacked up. I mean,
what do you mean?
So many black, like, they don't want black guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there are a lot of chicks I don't mess with.
Their headline,
I've seen all kinds of types of girls put down. I'm not, don't date white guys, don't date Latinos, don't date blacks. But all the majority of the ones that I have seen, because not all girls have this, the majority of the ones that I have seen, they say, don't date black guys.
Exactly.
And you know what, though? In all fairness, my mom did date a black dude, and her credit score got really fucked
okay,
up.
Okay, wait. Bring it back. Bring it back. Your mom used to date a black guy?
Yeah, she's not dating.
She's not dating that little kid anymore?
No.
But
no.
I mean little kid, a guy our age?
Yeah, he could be our homie. No, he's not dating her.
What happened?
I don't know.
You don't want to know?
I don't. It could, I can find out. It
maybe your mom wore him out.
Yeah. Chench wants to know.
Your mom wore him out.
Chench wants to know if he can measure up.
Because she's banging three of your friends and she still wants
some. She ain't banging nobody. Leah Ryan, look at me. She ain't banging nobody.
Dude, who the fuck she gets, you? She gets to Ryan, I don't know, bro. Ryan might fucking retire that.
So let me hear the night trade. Beep, beep.
Ryan might retire that. Raider Nation.
Raider Nation.
No, I need to get a LA Kings jersey.
Oh, yeah. Authentic LA Kings jersey.
Yeah, has to be authentic. Pac customized King. Number 69.
Pac King 69 in the back.
Yep.
So speaking of racist people on POF,
yeah.
I actually got set up on a date that was pretty fucking racist. Now, this wasn't from POF. It was just during my whole dating experience. Mm-hmm. Went out with her. We were driving to West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So I've never been to West Hollywood, but I always heard that this is, like, you're going to experience some weird shit out there.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that the weird shit I was going to experience was my date. Oh. So we're driving out there, and this is back during the time I used to smoke cigarettes.
This black girl was a black guy?
No, no. All right. I used to smoke cigarettes back then, so my date asked me, hey, do you mind if I light one up? I was like, yeah, go ahead. So I'm driving and I smell weed. I'm like, what the fuck? And I look to the right and she's fucking sparking up a bowl. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? She's like, you said I could spark one up. I was like, I thought you meant a cigarette. So she's fucking stoned out of her mind. We get to West Hollywood and I go to this regular restaurant and it's just boring. Like, we just have absolutely nothing to talk about.
So you guys weren't talking at all?
No, we were talking, but it was just like that stupid, like, small
short.
Talk.
She's yeah, just
small
super talk. Short with you.
Yeah, and then, like, certain things I didn't know where to go with, and keep in mind, this is, like, my first time really getting out there dating and shit, so I didn't really learn the art of, like, conversating and stuff like that. So she starts going into this thing of, like, she starts to tell me that she's psychic. And I was like, uh-oh, okay, that's when I know this date's gonna go down south, and this bitch is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, fuck it, I'm just gonna get lit up and see where this night goes. So she starts telling me, like, I see a lot of money in your future. And back at the time, it's when we first started doing this. I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to make so much money on my podcast. So far, 2,000 in the hole. Mm-hmm. We get to start walking around West Hollywood. And she starts saying the N-word. Now, I'm all for saying the N-word. Just not in a racist way.
No, I always try my hardest to say the N-word. N-word with that ends with an A when it's appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, this... sometimes you just gotta have it.
There is appropriate moments when you're just fooling around with your friends and...
like, what happened, Nick?
Your friends are being dumb. It's like a group of them. They'll be like, you... well, I'll say it.
Yeah.
I don't say it, like, at a straight face. I'll try to put, like, a Eddie Griffin or something, or the Cat Williams... like, you niggas is crazy.
Listen, when I'm singing along to NWA, I do, you know.
Oh, rap lyrics? Those they count.
I roll my window up on the song.
Yeah, they count. Definitely. If I'm rolling with DMX in the car, that, you know.
I gotta say it. If I'm in my car, I gotta say it. What are you gonna, who's gonna get mad at me? I'm singing my song that I like. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not being racist. The artist I like is
racist. What's the new song that's out right now?
Oh, I think it's YG.
I don't know.
And it's and that was the other day when Floyd Mayweather Floyd Mayweather was fighting this last time. Who beat up this last time? Whoever. Canelo. Yeah. Right. I wanted Canelo to win, but deep down inside I was rooting for Mayweather. Mm-hmm. And it was a YG song. When he was fighting, I'd be like, my nigga, my nigga. Yeah. my motherfucking nigga. And everybody was just hating on me because I was like, but Well, you try to know the way the artist is saying it is like my boy, my homie, and my brother. Like,
okay, now my date was not saying it in that way.
But that's what I'm saying. That song's saying what, like,
was your date black or no?
No, she was a beautiful fucking Hispanic girl.
Oh dear.
And Puerto Rican.
No, she was straight out of Mexican, dude. Because she was saying it with such disgust in her voice, and I'm like, that's not cool.
Dropping hard ER.
Yeah, and there was like some black people walking by. So I'm like, that's her. She gets her ass kicked.
Never dropped the hard ER.
Yeah. She was being like a straight up fucking shithead.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man. So like, I was all for the craziness. Like, I was all for the like, ugh. And I was just like, you know what? I'm still down to bang her.
Well, she's probably hot.
I let her call me
the fact that she was dumb.
Yeah.
she was hot.
She was dumb and just rude. And
yeah, she was just... Yeah.
Doesn't change
so
that.
So I guess it's safe to say she did not want the gay black dick.
Yeah. What? Yeah. No, the gay black dick, yeah.
Well, you're in West Hollywood, but she doesn't want the...
She tried to take me into an S&M or bondage fucking place. I was like, nope.
You should have walked in.
I was thinking about
walk it. Walk until you get scared.
I did not go in. I've also been invited into one of those places. I declined.
Yeah?
No, what?
I did. Okay,
I feel that...
Do you go for the experience? Do you go?
This is what I think.
Uh-huh.
I'm kind of shocked that you guys wouldn't go in. I would go in, but I feel that I would puss out before you guys would puss out.
Me?
I think you guys... were to go in, would do more stuff than I would do. Huh. But I'm shocked that you guys wouldn't go in, because I think I just want to go in and see what's going on.
Me now? Yeah. Me now? I would totally go. Yeah. But back then, I was just like, fuck you and fuck that. Because most likely, you're going to try to put some weird shit in my butt.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, don't let them. What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean,
you have the right to say no.
You have the right to... You have to exercise your right to not let a dildo go up your butt.
Not put a rubber dog in your butt.
Okay. When I was invited in, the window, they were totally having the hugest, biggest of the year lube sale going on. And that's a big red Buckets. Flag. You know, I've also had a chick tell me she wanted to fuck me in the ass with a dildo.
She did?
I've been told that. No. It's way. Not
happening. How did that come up? What is her, like, hey, right chain, night chain, high
end? Your dick has to be in her ass.
You know, exactly. It goes both ways. You know, it's a two-way street.
So how did that even come up? I mean, what...
You know, She was into, like, you know, gay rights, which right. I totally support, yeah, I you know. Really but, rights. So she was cool with, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I guess kind of curious, maybe bi-curious in some way.
Uh-huh.
And...
Now, did she have a strap on, or...?
She did not have one. It was like a hypothetical question, like, would I let her?
Oh, I thought she was there with a cucumber ready to roll.
You guys are hanging out. You guys saw there are lubes and dildos on sale. And she's like, would you ever let me fuck you in the ass?
Yeah. And no, that's not going to go down. And not only to her, but to other women. I have explicitly, you know, stated I'm not down
to me,
that.
That's the right answer. But if you ask
other guys...
What kind of vibe
are you giving off that?
If you ask other guys like Arnold would have said that's the wrong answer.
What? You know, lately I've actually
dildo up your butt.
When I'm courting
me now, I mean,
yeah, Arnold,
like you said me back then, me now. I don't know.
Arnold would be down for that.
Yeah.
When I'm courting a chick nowadays, I bring it up.
Wait, who the fuck is
courting?
Courting
a chick?
You know,
who the fuck is courting?
Dating, seeing, working, you know, that sort of thing.
Let's picture Ryan just rolling up on his horse.
Hey, baby, you ready for this dick in your ass?
No, it'd be like more like Romeo and Juliet stuff.
So British?
Ready for this dicketh in your asseth.
Now sucketh a mean cock. You gotta keep it real. Gotta keep the romance alive, you know? But no, I do say to them, if you want to put a dick in, a dildo in my ass, you're not the one for me.
In all fairness...
That's racist, man! Oh,
wrong one.
Bitch got no class.
Yeah,
if she can't accept that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's a boundary that I'm very steadfast about.
Yeah, I'm very.
Arnold doesn't feel that way.
Because you know, I talk a lot. I'll say a lot of pretty gay things, but when push comes to shove, bottom line,
when
not
push comes
to
shoving a dildo in your butt.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line.
So it has to be drawn in the sand somewhere.
Like she can tickle my butt, but she can't put anything in there.
Yeah,
look. And Arnold, as the moment you accepted your asshole butt. Getting fooled with,
I opened up many doors.
That's the day that you let the dildo in your life.
Whoa, now.
No.
We talked about this.
Arnold, you're what, like 2 years? You're 2 years away from getting banged in the butt.
No. You think so?
Because you're so open about getting licked in the ass.
Yeah, we talked that's about different. This. Huh?
We talked about this.
Yeah. But he's talking about wanting to do something.
You
want
The way I think is, as soon as
you're
taking
this too far, no, Chen.
Yeah. Arnold's down. I know he is.
Pervert.
There's nothing wrong with receiving or giving a tossed salad.
Yeah.
Nothing says I love you like tossing a salad.
Yeah, see, we were talking about this last night.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's the stone cold truth. but, okay, we have a mutual friend who's had a good experience in the recent weeks.
Okay.
Licking a butt, right?
Yeah, we do.
And by all means, fist pound that, okay?
Yeah. Wait, he fisted her butt?
He gave... No.
He tossed a salad.
He tossed a salad. Oh, yeah. And it was, he raved about it.
Yes. It was a divine experience.
What?
And that really, you know, inspired me. Now I feel like it's on my bucket list. I need to do it. And you know what? I've been around girls' asses. Most of them, I say, not really down to do that. You know, I immediately judge their butthole and think to myself, would I stick my tongue at that?
Yeah, you know, good
and
on you.
All to this point in my life, the answer has been no every single time.
I've caught a dirty butthole once, and it's not yummy.
There's a handful of girls who I would never lick their ass, and there's another handful of girls who I would.
I did that to see.
Yes, and that's when you know, right? When you meet a girl and you're that close to her butt, and you think to yourself, "Damn, I'm fucking down to chomp on that."
First, you got to see what her diet's like.
Special.
You got to see what her diet's like because you know it's kind of get a.
In the moment, you just gotta see how it looks.
I made a mistake of doing that to Susie.
If it looks enticing, I do it.
You have to.
Yeah.
YOLO, right?
Yeah. YOLO. Ryan, you just killed this. You said YOLO.
Yeah.
I was dissing YOLO.
I went out to... Yeah, I'll probably get that out.
Cut that one out.
Okay, that one out.
Psych, leave it out. Carpe diem. Making fun of him.
Carpe diem, babe.
Yeah.
Thou only liveth once.
You only lick it once.
There you go.
You only lick it.
Now I'm going to leave it in.
You only lick it once. There we go.
Lick it once. I'm going to leave that one in.
You lick it twice, you're gross.
So I made the mistake of licking the girl's butthole. Her name is Susia. Susia in English is dirty.
Is there a cockroach in there when you licked it?
There was a dingleberry.
Arnold has hepatitis
that's
C.
Gross. I was like, that's
what we just found out, everybody. Everybody listen to Educate Humor. Arnold has hepatitis C.
Well, that's doo-doo right there.
that's gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Well, you mean what?
Okay, would you be down to shit on a chick?
No.
What? Cleveland Steamer.
No.
It's a classic. I'm down to
do
that.
I know you're into that shit too, man.
I get weirded out about coming on a chick's face, let alone taking a dump on her chest.
Ryan takes a dump on himself. He makes things like take a dump on somebody.
You're giving away all my secrets.
Well, before you dump
Anilicus,
on someone,
okay, Anilicus. Butt play.
That's dangerous play.
So what?
I wouldn't want to be shit on, but I mean, if I'm asking someone if I can do that to them, I guess I got to be willing to, you know, take it back.
So that means you are down then.
Only if I get to do it.
Of course you would be the
I realize it's a two-way street, so...
What's it for? 18 this year, man.
I'm down to get a dump on my chest, only if I give one first.
Again?
What's it for? 18 this year, man.
So back to online dating. This took a nasty, stinky turn.
Yeah.
What advice do you give for... What's the etiquette for meeting someone you just met online?
What do you mean? Like, what's the etiquette for, like, let's go on a date, or...
Yeah, okay, look it. For me, to avoid a disaster date, have a conversation with that person on the phone first.
Yeah, that's a
because
good point.
You can be fucking funny, and you can have a chemistry back and forth through text and online and all that shit, and fucking have zero chemistry in person. So you got to have fucking online phone call conversation.
Yeah, that makes... If you do that, that just makes it much easier for when you meet up compared to, like, if you've never heard each other's voice and never had a conversation. When you meet up, it's just stalemate.
Yeah. Now, when I... That's... Okay, we've done that. like, I've had those conversations, and I was like, cool, like, she passed the conversation test, blah, blah, blah. Now and then she shows up looking like a big fucking fat piece of Play-Doh. That's something else. Like, I've had, like...
How bad was the difference from her pictures to when you met her?
There was a big fucking difference, yeah, man. Like, it, like, on picture, like, she was this beautiful fucking gorgeous-looking girl, and then she showed up looking like a big piece of fucking potato. I don't know.
Fucking Miss Potato Head?
Yeah, dude. Like, she had fucking pancake butt, pancake titties. It was just a mess, man.
Well, the fact that she looked like that is not the problem. The fact that...
That was
not what you were expecting, because you expected what was on those pictures. Yeah. That's the problem.
Now, I did... I did have... It was supposed to be an encounter. I don't know, like
intimate encounter.
Yeah, like our first day of meeting. You actually
fucking contacted a girl for intimate encounter?
No. We talked to each other online, and she's like, "You're fucking hot." I'm like, "You're fucking hot." So this girl, we decided like, "Oh, this girl's gonna come over, and we're just gonna bang it out." Mm-hmm. So we see each other, and I guess we both got grossed out with each other.
Did she come to your house, or where did she go?
Yeah, she came to my house, and it was on a hot summer day too, right?
Was it you or your room that was the problem?
It was a bit of everything.
It was a bit of all.
It was a bit of, yeah. So,
she's too much man for her.
She was a big girl, dude.
Fucking broke her bed.
And I thought she was Filipino. She was actually Mexican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of Mexicans looking Filipino.
Yeah, so we both looked at each other like, ah, fuck it, let's just do it. So she takes off her bra and fucking her floppers, just her pancakes just flop down. I was like, oh, man. And she had, like, the underboob swag and shit. What
do you mean? Oh, man. You were still down, though.
No, I was just like, no. Like,
you were still going to bang her.
Did you?
No, actually, no. Because she was like, do you have a condom? And I was just like, no. Because if I tell her no, that means she's not going to want to bang me. So I was like, maybe I can still get some head.
Yeah. And at least you can face fuck her.
Huh? Yeah.
All
right. And her phone rang. And she was doing a terrible job, too. She did that thing where she yanked my shit all the way back. And being aggressive with it.
Okay.
I mean, I was like, I know I disappointed you, but fuck, I'll take it out of my dick like that, you know? And she got a phone call. She was like, oh, I have to leave. I was like, oh, thank God. That was seriously.
Did
like,
you finish at least?
No. What? I fucking jacked off and called you and had lunch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lunch with my bro. At least you fucking finished the blowjob.
No, I wanted her out.
You wanted her out?
Yeah.
You're already fucking...
She had big fucking underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's...
Big fucking girl, you want to have little underwear?
Yeah.
Fucking string.
Yeah.
I think that's funnier.
Exactly.
Fat girl wears a string underwear.
This girl had like... And they were like peach colored underwear, so it was like, ugh.
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 I don't know. I'm sure if a hot girl had a peach colored underwear, it wouldn't matter.
No, I'm very picky about when it comes to underwear, man.
The color? You're picky about the color.
If it's a cream color, ew.
The color.
Yes.
You're fucking dumb.
Why am I dumb?
How does that matter? The color of the girl's
Ryan,
hair?
I know as you feel me on this clean. One. Ryan, I know you feel me on this one.
You know...
A girl rolls up in peach.
You're fucking telling me that cream if color, Kate cream. Upton it depends wears on their a peach skin bong, tone. It's
no, I keep saying peach. What I really mean is like the cream colored, like flesh colored.
Yeah, that's a little bit...
That's a little weird, but I still accept it. If it's... Especially if the girl's hot, it doesn't...
But this girl had those two snafus, right? She was not hot.
Yeah.
And she had the bad.
I mean, she was hot because it was summer, but I mean, not hot in a good way.
And, you know, if it's summer and cream-colored underwear gets sweaty, ugh.
Yeah.
That's, ugh.
I'm telling you, man.
But no, sweat. I feel you. Chinch, you need to get on this boat a little bit here. Think about it. Okay, black underwear? Woo! That's the shit.
Yes.
That's the shit.
Yeah.
The light colors?
What about red underwear?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a fan of red underwear.
But you can appreciate it. You're not a fan, but like red okay, is look enticing. Like
red lace grosses me out.
What?
Red lace grosses me out.
How's that gross you out?
It's just the texture and the color. I don't know why.
The texture's different.
Lace on my dick, like if you rub your dickhead on her underpants.
Huh? That's rough.
Yeah.
That's why it's I don't dangerous. Like it. It's like grating fucking a cheese grater on your dick.
I mean, I'm still going to do it, though.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to bang you, but I mean, like, it's going to, yeah.
It's not going to stop you anyway.
Yeah, it's not going to stop you.
Nah.
So it doesn't matter.
That girl showed up with titty sweat, and it didn't stop me.
I thought it did stop you.
Her phone call stopped her.
Oh, okay.
I was still gonna finish. Yeah, I was still down to blast her face, but.
But you're glad you didn't finish.
Blaze her mouth.
You were relieved.
Yeah.
Relieved of duty.
Yeah.
Dishonorable discharge.
Booty.
That's when you jizz in your pants. Dishonorable discharge.
Dishonorable discharge. So you discharge. Never had no wreck, like a disaster deal like that, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
Bring it, brah.
Okay. I mean, okay, here we go. So I go out on a date with this chick. Turns out that she's the sister I never met of a good friend from high school.
Okay.
So when your only thing in common is a chick's brother, and you know, the guy wasn't necessarily cool with me. He was one of those guys that you're friends with, but you don't really like. You know what I mean?
It's a friend from school.
Yeah. You gotta be cool with him because you're gonna see him every day.
Yeah.
So, that was a big turnoff. She was a pretty girl, too. She was a pretty girl.
That stopped you?
No, but that coupled with the awkwardness and the chemistry, maybe I just harbor some resentment towards that guy.
Exactly. Take it out on the sister's vag.
Yeah, true. But man, when you just... I didn't know where to go after that. It's just like, oh, well. And she wouldn't drink. She was no fun, man. I mean, I was still down to bang her if it got to that point.
So
but it was just no fun.
It was a few things and on top of it.
Yeah. It wouldn't have worked out probably, even if it wasn't like that, but.
No offense, Ryan.
You sound like a little bitch.
I still would have hit it, dude.
That still means you didn't try to bang
I would have won gung-ho for it. I would have just took my aggression out on her vagina.
Yeah, if
well,
I
you
were,
can't just
if
go
I were to, no, well, see, this is the thing. If I met a girl and we're on a date and I found out she was a sister of some fucking douche from school, from an old coworker. If the date was, like, if I knew this girl wasn't going to get to anywhere, it was just going to be a bang, I would really let her have it. I would just let it out on her.
Nice.
Now, if we hit it off and she was cool, I would take it slowly just because I don't want to fucking... Like, I don't want to meet her dickhead brother or sister, whoever that is, person is. Before,
I think,
I'm sure.
For me, I think it depends. Like, if the guy can kick my ass, I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Shouldn't matter.
That guy was an athlete. Student athlete.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Even if you think the guy can kick your ass, he should still be able to fucking get down.
How about UFC? I'm pretty sure I could whip his ass.
So, while you get you catch a fucking beating, at least you stood your ground.
Yeah, I mean. Well, you got to think outside the box. Right? If a guy could kick your ass, but you want to bang his sister, you think you've got an ass kicking coming, you bang
his sister.
When he comes to kick your ass, you take off your pants, and then, whoa, is he going to want to fight a naked dude, right?
No, but you would probably say, I fucked your sister. Like, if it didn't work out with the sister,
true that.
Throw it in his face.
In the last episode, I talked about almost getting my ass kicked all butt naked. was it last episode?
I don't know.
But
it wasn't going to work out with you and that chick.
Oh, no, it wasn't. So, you know, I just bailed. Now, that brings me to a question. What are good ejection strategies if you, you know, meet a chick online and you meet up and things aren't going well?
Wait, what?
Exit strategies.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at a restaurant, give me a scenario.
Oh, dear, man.
You know, coffee?
I guess. I mean, that's... pretty typical, right? To meet up for coffee, meet up for lunch, something like that. But that's not, you know, I've met up for like dancing or drinks for a first date too.
I've had to do one exit strategy once.
Okay.
Okay, so this girl on her profile pictures looks smoking hot. She was like, she put like, oh, I'm into the gym, blah, blah, blah. And when we were talking, she would always send me pictures of her before and then after. So before she was a big girl. And now she's like this little skinny petite thing. So when I meet up with her, she has like excessive skin. So her arms right here were just like
flabby.
Yes. So I couldn't get over it. But I chose to be a trooper and just bullshit. Because back then I was kind of learning how to communicate. So I was like, fuck it. This is my experiment date. Like, I'm just going to learn how to chop it up with people.
Roll with it.
Well, I guess this girl freaking got the hots for me. So at the end of the night when I went to go drop her off, she was just like, Katie, you want to come in?
Ooh.
And I had no exit strategy. I just did like, no, it's okay. I'm going to go home.
Wait, what?
So you didn't want to go
in. So she's
a
good-looking girl, But she had excess skin on her arms.
But she had excess skin on her arms. Now, can you imagine where else she was going to have? What if her pussy flopped out?
Yeah, but you started off your story with she was a hot girl.
She was a, yeah, she was a pretty girl.
She was a pretty girl.
Yeah.
That lost, she lost a lot of weight, so now, now she's a prettier girl. Right?
Yeah.
And that's, that stopped you?
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting that. And like my mind automatically went to,
did she lose a lot of weight?
Yeah, like a lot.
And you should have expected that.
I didn't. It was, I didn't know.
You're like, oh, she lost a lot of weight.
I was like, you.
She's gonna look, she'll be all nice and tight.
Yeah. So yeah, so she pulled out her fucking bat wings, and I was out. I wish I had an exit strategy because I was just like, no.
That's kind of fucked up. That is kind of fucked up.
Yeah. And then you I came to my senses.
I see that more as you're bad.
Yeah, I came to my senses like a month later, and I was like, I'm going to try to bang her.
You fucked up.
You're and like, she was like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dude. I would tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
You know, I've never done this, but I've gotten close to just, you know, excusing myself to the bathroom or something and just bouncing. Just
now, I did that once, and that's because the girl was talking too much on her fucking phone.
Oh.
I was like, peace out, I'm out. Yeah, because the girl like kept like texting and shit like that on her phone, and I was just like, you know, I'm gonna use the restroom real fast. And I just fucking left. She texted me like, "What happened?" And I was just like, "Fuck you."
This isn't a story, a personal story. It's a friend.
Uh-huh.
One of my buddies. Let's call him Rocky Bukkake. he was doing the online dating thing. Everything.
Uh-huh.
Met up with this girl. This girl said, hey, I'm having this party over. I'm at a party at a friend's house by your house. Like, head over. So this girl's like, you know, cute girl, nice body, just fucking hot.
Hmm.
Let's say Rocky Bukkake, my friend, he's a bit of a shallow guy. He is a good looking dude. He does get girls. But if the girl's not hot, he's not down, because he gets hot girls consistently.
Uh-huh.
So, he goes in, he meets the girl, is like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, he's being polite. She's like, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. And then they get to that awkward moment where they run out of stuff to talk. All her friends are there.
Mm-hmm.
So then, she says, do you want me to bring you a beer? And he says, yeah.
Oh.
So, while she goes to go get him a beer, he's thinking, what the fuck am I going to do?
Is she ugly? Or she just wasn't as...
She, to you
she's
and
not
me,
ugly.
To you
she's
and me,
shallow.
She's hot. He's fuckable.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
To him, wasn't up to par. So he this is the type of guy who has fucking switch for a brain just not down.
Uh-huh.
So he's already... While she goes to go get his beer, he's thinking, what am I going to get? Like, what am I... How the fuck do I get out of here?
Uh-huh.
She goes, I just gets the beer, brings it back, pops it open to him, gives it to him. And fucking bolts.
Ran out?
Out of the house.
He no
runs
way.
Out of the house.
Yeah.
Rocky Bukkake fucking runs out of the pad. I don't know if he throws his beer or if he runs with his beer. But the funniest part or like the most memorable part of the story when he told it to me was that I guess all those guys knew that girl.
Uh-huh.
That he, all the guys that he was like standing with and he ran from.
Mm.
And they all said, what the fuck? He heard him. I heard him all say, what the fuck? And let's say this girl's name's like fucking Tiffany. And he's all like, as I'm running out, I hear, Tiffany, your boyfriend's running away. And he's just fucking, he's all, dude, I fucking was laughing.
How?
I was dying while he was telling me his story. And that's probably the best exit strategy I've ever heard of.
Just fucking bolting.
Run.
Yeah.
Don't even excuse yourself.
That's what you
drink a beer
sometimes.
And run.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, ooh, at least smash the beer, though.
I don't think he threw it. I think he was just trying to get out of there. And I think she went after him, but he was already, like, in his car and gone.
What would be your exit strategy?
I don't know. I just... If we're eating, I would finish my meal. And be like, all right, well, I don't know. See, this is the thing about me. I'm such an idiot. Like, I'll be blunt. I'll be like, all right, well, this isn't working out. So...
You say that?
I would. I think I feel that I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not maybe not as straightforward as that, but I'll be like, all right, you know. Or I'll probably be like, when we leave, I'll be like, all right, you know what? You give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll just bounce. And then if she calls me, just not answer.
Yeah.
Or maybe I would answer, just try it out again, but
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be pursuing it if I didn't like it. My exit strategy would be finish the date out. If she was nice, then I would be polite with her and finish it out. She was a bitch. I would probably be like, fucking, you're getting, I'm taking, if I'm picking her up, I'd be like, yeah, your ass is getting dropped off. I'm taking you home right now.
I,
at least you're a stand up guy about mm-hmm. it.
I've never been on a date with a total bitch. Thank God. Because I'm sort of a prick, so.
I have been.
Yeah? How did that go? Yes.
Okay, well, first of all, I gotta touch on what Chench was just saying. Mm-hmm. You're a stand up guy, you do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Me, when I want to exit, again, haven't done this yet, crossed my mind many times. I think of ways to push them away. Like, on purpose.
Nice. Wait, are you talking as time goes like on, or are you talking about during the conversation?
During the date, like, I think to myself, what can I do to make sure this chick does not like me and wants this to end?
That might backfire, though.
Well, you know.
A good chance you acting like an asshole might backfire.
Yeah. Right. I mean, because I can go, it's not in my nature, so when I do, I have to kind of go overboard. Mm-hmm. No, but you could do other things. You could just intentionally fart or burp or be rude.
Start talking to another girl right next to her.
Yes, that too. That too. I mean, that's a good idea, I think. You know, it takes a suave guy to play it off right.
Have her leave you. Best exit plan is have her leave you.
Exactly.
Just be disgusted.
If you want to leave her, just disgust her until she leaves you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yes.
Huh?
Bitches. I've been on a date with a bitch.
Yeah.
And this kind of goes back to what you touched on earlier. She also considered herself to be a psychic.
Whenever girls start talking about psychics or they see stuff or ghosts and all this bullshit, I'm like, I'm already in for a long fucking night.
Hey, you girl listening, keep your fucking crazy shit down to a minimum when you're on a fucking first date.
Yeah, seriously.
Sprinkle it in as time goes on. Don't fucking show your batshit crazy card up front.
I don't give a fuck about your grandma follows you and takes care of you all the time. Her spirit follows you. Bullshit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so yes. This bitch also, and I don't usually refer to women as bitches, but when they're a bitch, they're a bitch.
They're a bitch, they're a bitch.
Now, this one, like, again, she also had that deceit thing going on. Her pictures looked pretty good. Yeah. She was all gothy and stuff like that, you know. Kind of that sort of alternative, you know, chick. Yeah. Very nice, very nice. Or so I thought. You meet her, she's got like no chin at all. It's just neck and mouth and stuff like that. Damn. It was gross.
She had a fat neck or?
No, she had no
not
chin.
Not a fat neck, but just no chin, just no jaw. You know what I mean? And that's gross.
Yeah.
That's gross. And and she looked a little bit.
You know, it's not her
you could
fault.
Tell in the you would assume it's by God's the pictures fault. That she was curvy, like a voluptuous woman, but not like a
round,
flat, just yucky,
brown, flat,
chubby girl. But no, she was like that too.
SpongeBob square ass or what?
You know, huh?
SpongeBob square ass or
it was what? The ass left a lot to be desired. It was like one of those, what's it called, a fupa or what?
Oh wow!
Oh yeah, her legs were skinny, but the rest of her was fat, and she had no chin.
I've seen a lot of girls like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a very, very disappointing
time. They always talk
time.
About how much they like their legs.
I've never heard of that. But.
I have. It's coworker's ugly, chubby girl. She had big boobs though, and she always talk about like I really like my legs, and she would post pictures of her legs on Facebook and. All like in her underwear, just like really high pictures.
Ew.
And I was like, man, you're fucking ugly. No wonder
you're fat.
Yeah, she's fucking ugly. But she would always put pictures of her legs.
So basically, it's just two toothpicks into a fat potato.
Her best body part. She would always say, "It's my legs. I love my legs and my boobs." And they'd be like,
"No, because everything in between,
like
an inner tube.
All she had was boobs. That's it.
That's it.
That when I mean." That's all she had? I mean, that's all she had, bro.
I've had a girl.
She had bad attitude, ugly laugh, just...
What's an ugly laugh?
It's an ugly laugh. When you hear one, you know it. She had a bad attitude, but she was always nice, so...
Why did she have a bad attitude and she's nice?
Like, at work, she would be like a bitch with customers.
Mm-hmm.
She was never a bitch to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
But with customers, she was a bitch. So, I don't know. I feel bad talking shit about her, but
she
ruined a lot of things for me. I was just like,
so in the end, fuck her.
No, I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What about just circumventing the whole online dating thing and going straight for prostitutes?
I won't touch a prostitute.
I'm not going to say I won't, But it takes a different kind of dude to do it, though. A ballsy dude.
You gotta think about it.
I haven't heard. Look, now there are bad stories about that, right? But the people that I personally know that have gone that route, I haven't heard a bad story yet.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good reviews.
I want to say I want to say I know more than 5 guys, less than 15 guys,
but,
that have gone that route. And that, to be honest, the only complaint I heard was, "I wish I had more money."
No, kid. No, we're saying prostitute.
Yeah.
What do we really mean is escort?
Yeah. Nobody's going to fucking like go to the corner and pick up a chick. Yeah. That's fucking stupid. You have to get an escort.
Like what his mom does. You know, it's completely
different. Like a legit guy. Yeah.
My mom's in the corner fucking going halfers with Arnold's mom all the time.
So duking it out of her customers.
Yeah. It's my fucking van.
But no, I don't know. I say that, but I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I've seen TV shows like on HBO or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some of these fucking escorts, grade A.
I probably won't, honestly, because I'm a tight ass with my cash.
Yeah, see, that's a big reason why I don't do it.
Uh-huh. Chinch knows me. Oh, fucking Vegas, man. Yeah, I'm not a tight ass with my cash.
This guy will spend his money until his fucking ATM throws up.
Right? Yeah.
You're my new best friend.
I ran out of... I reached my daily limit in a strip club.
Yeah.
Now, I don't... Okay, do you like the strip clubs? Do you enjoy the strip clubs?
I've only been once, actually.
And did you enjoy it?
No. We went twice. The first time didn't count because I just talked to them about their career plans.
Did you go Dr. Phil on them?
Yeah.
And then I asked them what kind of music they liked. You're into Kid Rock too? No, the DJ just selects this.
Strippers... Trying to talk about kind of music, what's their major.
Yeah, what's their major? So, okay. So then by night two, I was like, we got to do this way differently. So night two comes around, and I didn't spend any money the first night.
I didn't think Ryan had a chance to sit in his chair. He just broke the bank.
Night two, it's just like, I go in there, you know, get my beer, take a piss, come back, there's a hot chick, and I'm like, let's do it.
Nice.
And then after that one, you know, I was like, wave over another one, let's do it. And
nice.
Then I had like what, 3 dances. I tried to get into the VIP room.
Yeah, see, that,
I
was down to do it. Stopped Ryan
because I ran.
Ryan got like 2-3 dances.
I should have just went straight for the
girl,
VIP.
Because I told him too. This fucking girl's cool. She's down to do a bunch of shit. He was going after some other ones. Eventually, when he got to that one girl that I said, she's fucking dope. She's going to give you your biggest bang for your buck. Yeah, he ran out of money. She's all like, let's go to the VIP room. You'll get a better deal. Like she said, I'm going to do a better job if we go to the VIP room, and it's cheaper. Not cheaper, but it's less expensive for what you're getting for.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fuck it. He goes, comes right back. She literally brings him back by the hand.
Oh, like, she walked me everywhere.
She walked
him
back. She was like the Nordstrom.
And she was pretty cool, though. Like, she actually sat down and, you know.
Sat on his lap.
Was down
fucking
to do some cool shit.
Yeah, dude.
She liked us.
I like strip clubs? Yes. But the way I am now... I don't enjoy them how I used to. When I was younger, I used to enjoy them.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I used to enjoy them like an idiot.
You just got to know
what caught you there.
Lupe caught me going by myself.
Oh.
He was with some chick, like, having an ice cream. He saw my car pass by. And he's like, where the fuck is this guy going? And I just saw him like an hour ago. And then he saw my car and I parked right in front of the strip club. And he's all like, fucking chance, you little cochino. Going to the strip club by himself.
I like how you didn't even park her like around the corner, you know, park next to the burger stop or
anything.
Yeah,
dude, I went in Almanac somewhere. Like, yeah. Can get my dick rubbed.
Yo, I'm here to get
white
I got a nipple in my nose.
Ryan got a nipple in his nose.
See, I really wish I would have went to the local strip club because there's some girls that I went to school with that I wanted to see naked. I'm pretty sure they were working there.
That fucking bitch is hot, dude.
You
know, fucking.
At least, okay, I was going to say, if this doesn't end in a dance. Dude.
When you throw cash,
huh?
You got to make sure they see you. Because I went to, a couple months ago, I went to a strip club. This guy tried to be all baller, right? Like, this older guy. Like, the stripper saw him walking towards the stage, and he had a fucking handful of, like, cash. He goes and throws it, and the stripper turns. Doesn't see him, like, just makes it rain. So he tries to do that thing, like, try to get some of it back, and then throw it again. But she still wasn't looking. I was like, how did that go, you fucking moron?
You gotta time it, bro. You gotta let them know you're spending the money so you can get their attention.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like a creep
being some of the dopest sometimes. Things that when I used to go.
I'm like, down to make it rain.
When strippers aren't I'm getting down to any, make it rain when, sperm. When girls aren't getting attention. When like a girl's not that hot or she's whatever and she's not getting attention, the other strippers see that. Mm-hmm. So the strippers throw money.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
It's sad, but at the same time, it's cool because then they're throwing money, so you can mooch off of their money. You can go sit next to the stripper and throw a couple dollars when the stripper just threw like 40.
You know what's up. Yeah. Look at this guy.
I used to go a lot, bro. I used to go a lot. It's kind of
I'm sad, envious.
Sad, pathetic, and fun.
I actually went to a strip club with my girlfriend once.
I bet she got all the attention.
We got zero attention.
What?
We went to fucking Spearmint Rhino, and I was like, you're not going to get any attention in Spearmint Rhino. You got to go to, like, this little shithole.
Fucking fancy-ass sluts.
Yeah, I was like, you got to go to fucking Paradise in La Puente.
Yeah, off of Valley.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where all the truck stops are at.
Yeah, because she, like, she, I couldn't tell she was fucking with me. She was like, do you want to go to the strip club? And I was like, no. And I was like, she's fucking with me. I know she's fucking with me. No. But we're on a double date. And her friend was like, I'm down to go, let's go. And I was like, all right, since your friends want to go, I'll go.
I guess.
Yeah. You know?
I guess.
If you twist my arm.
How do we get there? I got it.
So, no, because they went to. Your GPA. So, they went to Spearmint. I was like, fuck that. We're, like, that sucks. And that's way out of my price range. I was trying to get them to go to fucking Paradise. Uh-huh. But now we went there and, like, they didn't even pay attention to us. They're like, oh, hey, like, you know. I think if you go there with your girlfriend by yourselves. Maybe.
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, my girlfriend was good looking, too, so I was like, oh, hopefully they rub titties, you know?
Yeah, you get action. You get a girl to give both of you a dance?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the closest thing to a real threesome.
I thought it was a trap. I thought she was fucking with me. I was like, there's no way.
The only way you get to trap is you put your dick in the stripper's vagina.
Yeah.
That's it. Aside from that, it's not a trap.
Yeah.
That's a good trap.
I don't know.
Teddy bars. The ones I've gone to recent, not recently, but the last ones I've gone to, and titty bars, just topless alcohol bars.
Well, so to bring this, you know, back to the topic here, are we saying just fuck POF, go to a titty bar?
No, POF is free.
Yeah, POF is free. Like I said, whenever
online dating is supposed to be free.
To me, POF stands for plenty of fucking. Don't expect anything serious out of there. That's what you're going to be doing. You're just going to be banging around over there. If you want a real fucking date, go to Match.com or whatever shit.
Yeah, those ones you pay for, like eHarmony or Match or whatever. You know,
my success rate on there is pretty high, too, by the way.
On POF?
Yeah. Nice. Like, every girl that I've actually wanted to bang, I banged on the first day.
Oh, cool.
On POF?
Yeah. Like, every girl that I went out with and I thought it was attractive, like, we somehow ended up banging. And then there's a couple of strays where I had to, like, get them to go, yeah, go home. I had to, like, shoo them away like a bunch of rabid dogs.
Just finger blasting the
teddy bear. Oh, yeah.
So, we are pro-online dating.
Mm-hmm. So,
are we pro-prostitution?
I am.
Speaking of prostitution, this guy in fucking Africa.
Yeah.
Orders a fucking prostitute.
Okay.
Guess which one of his family members shows up?
Oh.
His daughter.
His daughter.
Yeah. Oh.
That's awesome. Did he bang her?
Huh?
Did he bang her?
Oh.
That's kind of weird.
Oh, well, did he?
I don't know.
Well, probably not.
I just read that somewhere. He's like, well, you are here and I did pay for it, you know.
You're going straight
home. I was supposed to give him a dick wet, so don't tell your mom.
So I was reading somewhere.
Oh, wait. Before you bring that up, you remember I told you guys I read something for an alternative for online dating that's really good and this and that?
What is it?
All right, this caught my eye. So they're like, online dating is revolutionizing the world or whatever just because people are more direct and it's a way to battle being lonely or social anxiety and this and that.
It's a way to avoid a lot of stuff.
Okay, so the alternative they gave, which I thought is an excellent alternative, but you have to have strong morals or something because it is kind of fucked up if you're doing it for the wrong reasons.
Why?
Volunteering.
Fuck you.
No, wait.
Fuck you.
Wait, okay, check this out. It takes a certain type of person to volunteer.
Right.
Right? It takes another certain type of person to volunteer to get ass.
Yeah. Very different.
What are you getting at, Chance?
You get me?
What are you getting at?
So, what I'm trying to say is, fucking volunteer at like a kitchen, serve the homeless, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Date the homeless?
It's a fucking, it's an honorable thing to do if you're going to volunteer and you're going to build up good karma. And you should fucking do it. And you know what? I kind of feel like I want to volunteer just for the fuck of it, just so I can get a good karma. But the window to take advantage of meeting somebody that thinks you are this person.
Yeah, that's...
Spit it out,
because
kind
of that opens the door wide open.
Right.
This is an awesome guy. Uh-huh. He's serving the poor. Uh-huh. He's volunteering with, you know, what, Big Brothers of fucking L.A. Uh-huh. Some bullshit, right?
And then they listen to your podcast.
And then they're like, this is a good dude. Oh, yeah, I come here on my days off.
Oh, fuck all that shit. What are you getting at?
Hey, after we're off fucking serving the needy, you want to go grab a bite. Want to go grab some coffee? I'm a fucking awesome guy. I am nice. I volunteer. Suck my dick.
What are you getting at?
All I'm trying to say is it takes a certain type of person to take that extra step.
He's saying that he's that guy.
No. Hello? I'm saying that I thought about being that guy. I felt bad about being that guy. But then I decided I should be that guy. But then I felt bad about it again.
You know what Chance is doing?
But then you signed up at the YMCA.
No. What am I doing, Arnold?
You know what Chance is doing? Because I started volunteering.
Oh.
And going to church. That's a whole...
I went to church. I went to church specifically to get into some...
And what happened with that plan? Going to church and trying to bang a girl. What did happen? That plan farted in your face.
She pussy farted in my face.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Which, by the way, I don't like that.
So okay.
Nobody likes a pussy fart in the face.
The other day, I saw this story and I thought it was super hilarious. And then I had a moral conflict with myself whether I should do this. Yes, I should for good reasons. And if I get meet a chick out of it, awesome. I shouldn't go in with the notion that I'm going to bang a girl. And then I said, wait, I have a fucking friend who is a fucking scumbag who put on here. And I know this guy. This guy always puts up stuff that makes himself look good online, which is absolutely what you're supposed to do.
It's a good idea.
It's a good thing. But he posted new day, new movement, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to
never fucking, said that. Fuck you.
Fucking volunteer. I'm going to feel good. Feed the needy. I'm such an awesome guy.
Similar
thing. I'm an awesome guy.
Fuck you, Ryan. Guys.
I'm an awesome guy. I do awesome things for people that need it.
Asshole.
Both you guys.
And everybody's like, oh, you're so sick. You're so awesome. You're such a good person. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this fucking guy.
Why are you hating? Why are you being a player?
This fucking guy. That's true.
Don't
be a fucking player hater right now.
Look.
Two things.
I'm not talking about you.
Two things.
I'm not talking about you.
A, you're being a player hater. Two.
Hey.
And two. I went from A to two. But two, that's not why I did those things.
Okay. First of all, you never volunteered.
No, I did it because I wanted the feeling of I'm actually doing something good.
What I'm trying to say now, is, if you
look,
see
look at me, Mr. Saint over here,
if you
I'm
see
also
people,
volunteering
if you
on
see
Thanksgiving
people,
Day.
If you,
I heard
the jugular.
I heard a couple of chonies get moist right now.
I spend my Thanksgiving serving the poor.
No. The reason why I volunteer for, and I'm not getting paid for this, by the way. The reason why I volunteer.
Let's make sure we tell people you're not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
Because you're being an awesome guy.
Mr. Awesome right
here.
Mr. Awesome. I'm doing it because I need it, because I've been such a fucking scumbag that I need to get some good karma back on my side so I can scumbag it up again next year.
So you're doing it for the wrong reasons again. So now it's not about pussy, it's just being able to do more bad things.
Yes.
Okay.
When I get to heaven, and God's like, man, Mr. Awesome, look at these shitty things you've done. But I was like, but look at all the awesome things I did, right?
Yeah, you need some compensation, for sure.
Yeah.
If you know a person that's your social media friend, and he posts up stuff about doing really good things for other people when they don't ask for it, and you know what? I'm just doing the right thing.
You're a fucking hater, dude.
You acting like a real McAsshole.
just know.
Fucking hater.
Just
dude.
Know that there's a good chance that he really does mean it. You know, that guy or girl is really being a good person.
Me.
And give them the benefit of the doubt that they are a good person.
Okay, the reason why I posted some shit on, the reason why I posted some shit on Instagram,
there is that 5, 3, 10% that they're not doing it for the right reasons.
The reason why I put it, I threw it up on Instagram is because yes, our show we're shitheads, scumbags. There is some good in it. What a dickhead! Because I put it on uneducated humor so they can think like, oh, these guys are good guys. Chance is like, nah, it was all Arnold just trying to get pussy. Oh, fucking dickhead.
Shit.
You fucking hater.
Hey.
But, no, I did that for my job, and because, like, I just did it just to do it, honestly. And then the Thanksgiving thing, I'm gonna volunteer at the homeless shelter.
Even a scumbag has a heart.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Look, I'm not... What? Dude, I fucking, say it. I'm not.
You know what? Everybody's turning on you.
We're turning the tables on you.
Yeah, we're turning the tables on you. You're being a dickhead right now. Chance is like, fuck the homeless people. That's what Chance just said right now.
True, pretty much.
I don't have to volunteer.
He thought about volunteering.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, and
I thought about
like,
volunteering. Thought about and then I thought about. Yeah,
and then he said, no, fucking pussy ain't worth helping.
Yeah.
Fuck the homeless.
Yeah, I felt bad about like, am I really gonna volunteer just so I get some snatch? I was like, yeah.
That's and what then, you thought about me? That's fucked up, dude.
No, hey, yeah, first of all, I never thought about you. To be honest, I didn't even bring this up because of you. What? Until you started smirking right now. So, turn it back on you guys. I brought this up not even thinking about you. I swear, Arnold, I put on whatever you want. I brought this story up just because I thought, because I was having a conflict within myself about thinking of doing charity work to try to pick up on some chicks.
No, see, the thing now, is to do then, it and then not
And then what happened was you started smirking and you started looking at me, questioning me, and you gave myself away. You brought all of this on yourself right now. I never brought this up because of you.
Listen, my advice to doing this is...
How do you feel right now?
I feel great.
I honestly didn't bring this up to shit on you.
Because you know what?
I brought this on to shit on myself.
You worked out for getting shit on
I was going to make fun of myself, and you decided, pump the brakes, make fun of me. Because you started smirking. That means you wanted me to talk about
it. I thought you were making fun of me because I just did some volunteer work.
No. Not even think about that. I forgot you volunteered.
You know what? My advice to you is just do it. And then battle that out later.
All right.
When you have vagina just raining on you, battle that out later.
I hope so. Look, if I have vagina raining on me and I volunteer, I'm going to fucking volunteer.
Can I volunteer?
All my time off.
I'll tell you what. I'll take pictures.
All my free time.
That's where I'm going to volunteer.
I'll tell you what. I'll take some pictures at the homeless shelter and then you can post them up as you did. Boom. It worked out.
God, dude. I got to think of a cooler charity though than serving the
people. You got to help kids.
Huh? I'm probably going to help out some kids or something.
There you go. That's what I'm gonna do. I can do it because
I want to get into the Big Brother program, right? Just so you can take a little kid to the beach and like, oh yeah, I'm a big brother, you know. This kid doesn't have a dad, so you know, I'm a single guy.
You started off kind of weird.
Yeah,
well, I was going to pick up a kid and take him to the beach.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that.
No, you know how like if a guy takes out like if he's an uncle or something, he takes his kid out and like they're like, oh,
then,
baby or a kid.
Then what's his name?
Cute.
Scott Hansen shows up.
Scott Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen shows up.
Sir, sit down here. So have some tea.
You are a big brother.
And you're pretty big, by the way.
I'm just trying to get pussy, man. I don't want bad kids.
I mean, 18 and over
this
pussy.
Is good. This is good. I really was trying to make fun of myself.
I really thought he was taking a shot at me. I was like, fuck you. I actually did it to be good.
We'll see if I volunteer. I think I am.
You know what?
You're going to have to do a field report. Volunteer on the next episode. You're going to come back.
We're going to interview some chicks and be like, does that make you want to give me some pussy?
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Suggestions. What are good charities I can volunteer in?
What should Chench do for volunteer work?
Yeah.
And
real suggestions, not give his ass up for fucking
donate something. That ass.
Donate that ass.
Volunteer that butthole.
Nothing too physical. I am a large man. I can't do too many athletic things.
I need something that requires a lunch break during my volunteer
if
work.
It has to, you know, something easy. It'll be good. Nice. I'm still lazy on my own life.
Not like cleaning up the beach or anything like that.
No, picking up trash, get the fuck out of here. Nope. Cutting yards, nope. Walking dogs, nope.
But like serving soup to the homies.
Maybe. The soup's good.
Yeah. There we go. Don't need a sample display, you know, volunteer.
If it's French onion, I'm not down.
Fuck you. If French onion,
you can't serve anything you don't endorse, personally, right?
Chicken tortilla soup, for sure.
That's funny.
No, that French
onion. Oh, what were you asking me if you had to create a flavor?
Oh, no, that's next. That's next.
Yeah. But, volunteer work, online dating.
Vagina getting. It's all about vaginas.
This is, yeah.
Arnold's guilty conscience coming through right now in front of everybody.
No, I've admitted I've gone to church to try to score some righteous vagina.
Sign up for POF and Google Map your local homeless shelter. Okay, that's the moral here.
Before we start to wrap this up, I actually did have one person did write in to.
Cool.
Because I throw it out there, and one fuckhead managed to follow the instructions.
Bring it.
This girl went on a date with some little black dude. Mm-hmm. So she's like an Indian chick, right? Mm-hmm. They went dancing, and they're getting their dance on, they're drinking and everything. And I guess the guy goes to the restroom, mm-hmm. comes back out, and they start grinding. And she noticed, like, feels something warm on her leg. Guess what that warm thing was?
Guy came.
I will tell you, it's his dick. He had his dick out.
Oh, I thought he came.
And that's a big fucking warm spot on your fucking leg, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was dancing with his dick on her butt cheeks and shit, and legs.
And what happened?
She fucking ended the date. She was like, "Who the fuck puts their dick out on a date?" And I was like,
"Well,
me?
She's no fun,
huh?
She's no fun."
I said, "Told her, I go, get you're no fucking fun.
Yeah, tell him to put her away and go to the restroom."
And I asked, like, "What was his excuse for whipping his dick out?" And she was just like, "Oh, he forgot to zip up his zipper." And I was like, "His dick just happened to flop out."
Yeah, your dick doesn't just flop out.
No, well, I mean.
Well, maybe yours, Ryan.
Oh, hush. No. I mean, a black guy might have a lot of dick to conceal there, you know? Okay. And if the zipper's not down, the structural integrity just lets it all
go. Look, my dick is just dying to get out right integrity. Now. So, yes, fucking send us your stories and we will read them.
The giveaway?
Oh.
If you shitheads, give us a review on iTunes. Does that have to be a good review?
Just give us a 5-star and then put whatever. I prefer, look it. This is the reason
we're
why
not
I'm
asking you to give us a 5-star review.
This okay, look
but
it.
If you do.
For those who follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff, like I threw something out there like, hey, I'm going to make some new shirts for the show and everything. And right away, I had a bunch of fucking people hit me up, but like, oh, send me a shirt. Now, I noticed that a lot of these fucking people aren't listeners. They just thought like, oh, I'm going to score a fucking free shirt. Fuck that. This is strictly for our fucking listeners.
Who's listening to the end of the podcast?
Huh? Yeah. Not the casual listeners. Yeah. The people that actually listen.
In the first 15 minutes.
Well, instead of me just giving away fucking... Well, it's still going to be a free shirt. But instead of me just like, oh, who wants a shirt? Fuck that. What I want you to do is go on iTunes. Give us a fucking rating and a review. The reason why I want you to do that is because it helps us get our name out there. Mm-hmm. And you want us to do big things, you know, because we're big boys.
I want to make money off of this shit.
And I want to score some more vagina.
Most yeah. I want the charity to sponsor us.
Oh.
Big Brothers of America.
Sponsors.
Of this people, here. We're the big brothers over here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, what I want you to do
battered
is go to...
Battered stripper's house.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Strippers.
They're vulnerable.
That way vulnerable.
That's a fucking good charity, Chinch.
Battered strippers.
What the fuck? Battered strippers. So go to iTunes. Give us a rating and a review. Take a screenshot of it. Take a picture of it. Send it to us and we'll send you out a t-shirt.
Tag us on the picture.
Yes. You know what? Should I tell them to email it to us or?
Tag us and email it.
Yeah, email. uneducatedhumor@gmail.com.
Making you work for this, bitches.
Follow the fucking instructions. Don't hit me up. Oh, I want a t-shirt.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You gotta give us something in return.
Do I get a t-shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Give us a fucking review and you'll get a t-shirt.
Oh. There you go, Ryan. Go please give us a review. I wrote us a review like a year ago and I was like, even I didn't believe it.
Don't you call yourself fucking Michael?
It was like Arnold.
That show fucking sucks.
Well, the show's awesome. And I was like, even I don't even believe that.
Oh.
But yeah, so if you guys want a t-shirt, go rate us on iTunes and send us your fucking.
If you
want
to get a hold of us, just Google us. Yeah. You'll get a hold of us. Sorry, everybody, for uneducated humor. It's your fucking daddy, Chench.
Oh, I'm on it.
We got Ryan
Nitrine. Ryan Nitrine.
Suck it easy, you're the big fat dick.
Naked in the bathtub, sitting on the porcelain, waiting for that little hurricane to pull your torso in the water. Don't run, just trips like rain, still trips like a painkiller, drips to the veins. Fill it up with a bag of that happy stuff, cause the way she runs out, you can tell she ain't had enough. Good times goddess, my goodness. Goth fingernail polish, autopilot footprints, with a smile that's stitched to the fabric of bedtime tales that keep them kids out of the attic. The mouth of madness, loud and manic, the motive of the bird holding south on the atlas. Picture a hole, put your hero in, envision the goal, now zero in. Been watching your night train track for the last few stops with no desire to hop. How did we end up in your apartment? Pocket full of gossip, says this ain't smart. When it's all said and done, can't hit restart. But I'd be damned if I don't wanna kiss you hard. Should've known better not to fuck with you. Ain't got nothing but too much to lose. Lost in the rush, don't know what to do. That drug got you like I want you. Should've known better not to fuck with you. Ain't got nothing but too much to lose. Lost in the rush, don't know what to do.